Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Stretch five, bro. So do you think you got the range to be a stretch five?
I can shoot from half court. Just give me the ball.
Taco comes here and Taco scores. Everyone should get free tacos.
His nickname is Stickman.
Dale Arnold.
We are here for another cheat day. We got burgers, we got sushi, we got pizza.
Pizza party.
Probably going to be the craziest cheat day ever.
Rich Keith.
I am not supposed to be here today. I am on vacation.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
Kevin Durant. How did Lowry...
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I'm back, baby.
Welcome.
Look who's back. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Oh, it's nice.
We should have played the intro to Welcome Back, Harlem.
We could. We got 4 hours, Wig.
Yes.
We could still do it.
You ever watch
could
Welcome Back, Harlem?
Yeah, sure. Of course I have.
Great show.
I own the box set.
Okay.
I own the
hey,
whole thing.
Mr. Kata.
That is Jermaine Wiggins. He is in for Dale today. I am back.
People didn't know it was Dale.
Sounds similar.
Like,
if you're
Dale
waiting to hear
different.
It. No, you're waiting to hear it. No, Dale will be back on Monday. We'll have a full Dale and Keefe program back on Monday.
Dalian is back.
Dalian will return on Monday. Well-rested Dalian.
Yes.
So I'm at the golf tournament yesterday, though. Looks good.
Yeah, I wasn't able to hit the golf tournament.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I was flying. I went to Essence Festival.
I'm sorry?
I went
Essence
to,
Festival?
Yeah, Essence Fest this weekend.
Okay.
What is that? Down in New Orleans.
Well, explain it to somebody hypothetically that has no idea what that is.
Okay, it's like a festival for a lot of black people in New Orleans.
Okay.
So there's a lot of music, a lot of bands, and music is like
is it only for black people?
No, it's not only for black people, but it's based off the Essence magazine.
Got it.
Which is a magazine that caters to black women.
Fair enough.
And then,
and they put on a festival. And so, you were just there? Or you're going to?
No, I was just there this past week. My wife and I. So you go down there, it's like, R&B, hip-hop, music, that type of thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we were at
you missed the golf. The long story short, you missed the golf tournament.
We were at a party with Nas and,
come on.
Yes.
Did you talk to Nas?
Did I talk to Nas?
Brag.
Yeah, name drop.
Like
can you come in here and pick up some of these names?
You like that little Nas name drop there? Illmatic?
Did you talk to him or no?
No, we didn't hang out. He performed. He performed. He was there. That's what I said.
Okay, I know. It kind of made it sound like maybe you had talked to him a little bit.
No, no.
Because you had the great story before about how you talked to Denzel Washington, talked to...
Denzel is my idol.
Yes, and you were able to talk to him. And he knew who you were.
Yes, Denzel and I hung out at a party.
Right.
So Nas,
and that was a real story. So when you said Nas, I just assumed maybe you guys...
We went to a Nas party. Nas had a party, so we...
Very good. Now... we are going to do Ask Wiggy Anything again today. So this is really up to you, the listener. The segment's either going to be great because of you, or it's going to be terrible.
Ask me about New Orleans because I feel like
ask me about New Orleans.
I now know I hadn't been to New Orleans since 2001.
Ooh, we were now went pretty well then.
Yeah, it was a good experience.
Did you bring your ring?
No, I didn't.
You should have worn it.
I kind of should have worn. Maybe I would have ran in the Marshall Falk, but
could have.
It was a very good experience. I hadn't been down there since 2001, and I didn't really get to experience it like. Yeah. I did.
No, now, right.
Yes.
That's good. So you can tweet us at Dale Keefe, WEEI. You can text us if you want to text us, 37937. And at around 11:45 we're going to split the show right in the middle here. And we're going to ask Wiggy a bunch of questions. So again, it's up to you, the listener, to kind of carry that segment for us. Ask Wiggy anything. All bets are off.
And how's little Lakeisha doing?
Lakeisha's doing great.
That's good.
Unfortunately, last second, we did not go with Lakeisha.
Really?
I know. I was upset about it too. I know. I look over my wife's filling out the stuff for the birth certificate. I said, "That's not how you spell Lakeisha."
Right.
So it's not Lakeisha.
It's not Lakeisha.
No.
Wow.
Sadly.
What changed?
I don't know. I mean, I thought I liked it. I thought she liked it. I thought Lakeisha Keefe kind of popped.
So what name?
Cecilia.
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 All right. That's not as catchy.
No, you don't like it as much.
It's not as catchy as Lakeisha.
No,
I mean, it's a nice name.
It's a nice name.
But Lakeisha pops.
Lakeisha
Keefe.
I know.
Cecilia.
You just got to stop in your tracks.
Yeah, like Cecilia Keefe. It's kind of like.
You can call her Cece. You can call her Cece.
But
call her whatever you want.
If she's Lakeisha, you still got all those options.
Yeah, Keish.
Right.
You can call her Keesh if you really want it.
Yeah. There's a lot of different.
It's all good.
So how's the.
So far, so good. She is a week and a half old.
A week and. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's growing right before my eyes. It goes by so fast.
It does. Wow. It's, you know, before you know it.
Time flies. It's always down Friday. It's going to be 2 whole weeks.
Before you know it, she'll be graduating from college.
Yeah, I know.
Like mine's going to be.
I'm like, I'm yelling at her. I'm like, slow down. Stop growing so fast.
Now, is she sleeping at night? Because
yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. Like three hours at a clip or so.
Are you? Well,
bottle
not you.
Feeding.
Okay.
So I jump in there as well.
Yeah, so that's not good for you.
No, it's not.
See, breastfeeding is what you want because
then I'm like, hey, it's out of my hands.
Right now, it's going to be like, Rich, I was just up with CC.
No, she's been doing a lot more than I have, though.
Right.
To be fair.
But she's going to wake you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding, it's like, hey, babe, it's nothing I can do, so just let me sleep.
You're like, listen, I sympathize. I'd love to help you out here. I can't. I physically can't do it, so I apologize. But no, she's good.
All right.
So she's doing well. So over the last week or so that I've missed, apparently the whole NBA has changed.
Yeah.
Everything changed. Was there an expansion draft that I missed? Did every player just decide to like change teams?
The crazy thing about it happened so fast.
It really did.
So if you kind of looked away real quick, you'd be like, what? He's here?
You were in the hospital having a baby.
Right.
Let's just say you were
kind of off the grid for a little bit.
And then you're checking Twitter and you're like, wait, this guy's on this team, this guy's on that team.
Kawhi Leonard's with the Clippers?
Like, Paul George wasn't a free agent? Right. Where is he going?
Wait a second. Jalen Rose said it was a 99% chance he was going back to the Toronto Raptors. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, Jalen Rose is pretty tied in with Kawhi
Leonard. Then Stephen A. Smith says he's going to the Lakers, so I'm like, wait.
I think my favorite was Chris Broussard saying, you know, a lot up in the air, but one thing we know for sure, it's not the Clippers.
Right. I swear, at one point I was watching one of them shows, and I thought somebody said there's a chance he could stay in Canada, but he could be playing for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, at that point, sure, you just throw everything out there. Like, they don't know. But that really changes things. First of all, Toronto goes from, you know, maybe being the favorite to repeat to now, you know, maybe a playoff team. I mean, they probably still are. Siakam, like, and they're in the East, they're not in the West, so they're probably still a playoff team. But now you make the Clippers into this wagon. You get Paul George out of there.
Right.
Like, so do you like, as a former player, I assume you do. Now, I know football and basketball are very different and how they're treated very differently, but the idea that the general managers almost have no say anymore.
Yeah, it's at that point, and one of the things I can't remember who I was talking to, and I said, like, what is even during the whole Kawhi Leonard thing?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's really the purpose of this? Right.
Right.
He already knows what Toronto can offer him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what the Lakers and the Clippers can offer him. Right. So what can a team potentially say to him? You know what type of role you're going to be at that player.
Well, we know what the difference ended up being. Paul George. The difference was not money, because he knew the Lakers and Clippers could offer him this, and the Raptors could offer him that. And that was it. That was the most that they could go. But he wanted to make sure he had somebody to play with. And I couldn't believe it when I was reading the article. Was it Ramona Shelburne? Or I forget who it was, saying that he called Kevin Durant and was like, hey, Durant,
I was just getting ready to say that.
You want to join up? And Durant's like, sorry, I'm best buds with Kyrie.
Right, because remember there was that whole, in the beginning, it was, and I thought initially it was Durant trying to, say, Kawhi, let's link up and go play somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? And then after the reports come out and go, you know what? But hey, remember, everybody was telling me, you might have been on that Kawhi train too, were telling me how Kawhi was, it's about, you know, great player. You'd love to have him, few of the Celtics. And look, he does what every other player does.
He really does. I mean, but better. There was no leaks in this. Like, this was buttoned up. Usually you get sort of like a, you know, somebody is on it. Somebody knows what's going on. And I think him going to the Clippers wasn't a surprise, but him convincing Paul George demand a trade and then for Oklahoma City to come up with a trade and say, well, rather than just keeping Paul George, we're not going to deal with a player that doesn't want to be here. We're just going to automatically trade these guys.
Right.
Like, all the superstar players can just get traded whenever they want. There's a long list. Kyrie Irving was one of them. Anthony Davis, although that dragged a half season longer than Anthony Davis wanted to. But ultimately, these guys don't have to play out their contracts.
Well, they gotta be careful, right? So if you want to get traded, right, because then they, you know, a team has to say, all right, we have to be careful. Like the Anthony Davis situation, if you're a Celtics fan,
yeah.
And you're and right when that was all going on, it was like, well, if he gets traded to Boston, everybody's saying he's going to bounce after a year. So what's the purpose of having him there? You know, and then it's all like, my thing was like, well, if you can get a player here, then you never know what could happen. We've seen it done with, you know, with
KG,
but even Paul George. Everybody's like, oh, Paul George, he turned down the Lakers. He wanted to stay in Oklahoma City.
Until he did it. Now, how crazy is that? So that also, that there's so many layers to that right there. So Paul George gets traded to Oklahoma City,
right.
Plays the rest of that season. You assume he's going to leave. He doesn't. He re-ups with Oklahoma City.
Right.
And then what? Kawhi Leonard picks up the phone and says, hey, why don't you demand a trade to the Clippers? And he says, yeah, I'll do that. What? So first of all, Paul George and Russell Westbrook must have a crap relationship. If Westbrook can't keep him,
that's the biggest question, right? Is how bad was that relationship that you were willing to say, you know what? I just re-upped with OKC.
Yeah,
and now I had a great year. What was he? Wasn't he first team at
all NBA first team? Paul George was.
So I first team all NBA. Now all of a sudden, my man Kawhi picks the phone up and is like, come to the Clippers with me.
That is wild, isn't it? For him to say, yeah, all right, I'll do that. And then go and demand a trade. And then for Oklahoma City to say, yeah, all right. Did they even try to convince him? Or were they just like, yeah, see you later. You want out of here? All right, let's see if we can get 5 first-round picks.
But I think in the NBA, and we've seen this, and I think it's all sports, right? You know, we've kind of had the discussion before you were here when I was going at it with Dale about
Chara.
Well, Chara, but no, we were talking about Krejci, right? He has a no trade clause, right?
Yeah.
So even though a player might say, like with Paul George, they go, no, we're not trading you, but the guy's demanding a trade, why would somebody want to stay there, or why would you want a guy back if you're Oklahoma City that doesn't want to be there?
No, you probably very don't. Similar you probably to, don't. But I'm saying, but just the year before, he decided, I'm going to go, I want to stay.
Right,
he actually decided to stay in Oklahoma City.
But see, that's the thing about the NBA. It's so fluid, right?
It's very fluid. I mean, you're not wrong.
You think about that, and you look at how fluid it is. So now, you just because you sign there and you sign a 4-year deal, and there were reports. Think about this. There were rumors out there.
Yeah.
I don't know how true they were, that for the Lakers to get back to where they needed to go, they needed to trade LeBron, this upcoming season, right?
Yeah,
we heard those rumors before. So now all it tells you is that no matter where you're playing in the NBA, no matter what team you root for, if you have a guy, there's always a chance for you. So if you're the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, that's the thing. You need a guy. You still need a guy.
Right.
You always need a guy. And that's why I'm hopeful that Jason Tatum is that guy. And I brought this up. This was like in a weeks ago.
You're still holding on
listen
to that
hope,
man.
Listen, he is on the roster for like the World Cup team before it whittles down. So he is in that Team USA system. Jason Tatum is.
Okay.
And that's how a lot of these guys become good friends if they weren't already before from AAU where they're 1 year in college.
Right.
And so Jason Tatum, you know, even after Kemba Walker is gone, you know, say he plays here for 4 years and then leaves, you know, or retires or whatever it might end up being, Jason Tatum might be the one guy that can convince other people to play here. Long term. I'm saying long term.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter right now, but I'm saying he might be that guy. But the Kawhi Leonard thing just absolutely blew me away. Here's Stephen A. Smith getting all hot and bothered, as you can imagine, about the Kawhi Leonard-Paul George team-up.
Kawhi Leonard pulled off a heist of epic proportions. This is the first day that I'm on the air since Kawhi Leonard has officially become the Don. And I need you to go and to get Paul George from Oklahoma City. Don't worry about whether or not Paul George wants to come, because I already spoke to that brother. And that brother is already telling the Oklahoma City Thunder he wants out and he is willing to come to the Clippers. Y'all got to get it done.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
The Kawhi Leonard mastermind part of this is amazing to me, because you already knew what kind of player he was.
Right.
But you said, well, they're like, does he have friends in the league? Does he even need friends in the league? Does he even care about this? And then for him, of all the guys to, and this is a loaded free agent class. And he's looking at it and says, nah, I'm going to go after a guy that just signed, who's all NBA. They're like the same age. Mm-hmm. They're 28, 29. They're both from roughly the same area.
Right.
And they're like, I'm going to call this guy and convince him to bail on his team. And he does. And then the Thunder trade him. Now, to be fair to the Thunder, they did get a good haul back. Usually, if a guy says, I want out, and your hand is forced, you don't necessarily get a great return, but they did. They
right.
had five first-round picks. They got Gilgeous Alexander, you know, Gallinari to make the money work, but they got a pretty good haul in return and a couple of pick swaps. So, I mean, they're set up for the long haul there. But the Clippers also, they had to do it because it wasn't like, hey, let's sign Kawhi Leonard and then try to get Paul George. Kawhi Leonard was only going if they got Paul George, well, so they had to do it.
Well, but I don't know if it does it really matter the team, right? Like, when you think about it, would it matter if it would have been the Toronto Raptors? If Kawhi...
Well, I guess Kawhi wanted to go to L.A. I would assume that's a part of
it. So I think it's more about, like, okay, I think it's part of the team, where this guy wants to be. We know the connection that Kawhi and both Paul George got California connections, right? We know they both got there. So it's not the Lakers because maybe they don't have enough to offer. And so now, because Kawhi's got to be saying to himself, hey, Paul, you want to play with me? Paul goes, yeah, we can play. Where can we play?
Well, because there were reports that the Toronto Raptors were trying to get Paul George somehow, or they were trying to get even Russell Westbrook to come to Toronto. Because now that's the other part of it, is that Russell Westbrook is on the trade block because Oklahoma City's saying, well, we're screwed now.
So why wait for Tatum? You said Tatum's the guy.
I think he could be the guy. Well, right now, Kemba Walker's your guy.
Right. So why not say...
I don't want Russell Westbrook.
So why not say Kemba? This is my thing. I was thinking about this, and I had been off the air since Friday, so I was thinking about this. I wasn't able to do my show Sunday.
No, I know you were at the Essence Fest.
Yeah, I was at the Essence Fest. You know, we chilling out there with Nas, right?
Right.
Chopping it up with him. We actually brought this up.
Well, you didn't talk to him, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, some other people.
A guy that Nas knows.
Yeah, some other people I was just kind of hanging out with.
I gotcha.
And I said, Celtics, hey, Westbrook, you see what they're doing? They're tearing that team apart.
They are.
Because they just traded that. Ooh, they traded that other guy. They ended up trading somebody else, Oklahoma City, for a first-round pick to get rid of one of their other players. I forget the guy's name.
Oh, Grant, I think.
Was it Grant?
I think so.
All right. So I'm thinking, Celtics, you got assets. You got chips. You know what I mean? You got Brown. You got Tatum.
Wait a minute. So you want Russell Westbrook?
Could Russell Westbrook be an option? The NBA.
I mean, the
NBA.
Honestly,
hold on.
Everybody's an option in the NBA. Anybody can be traded at any moment to any team. Like, you can't rule anything out.
Right. And regardless of money, because we've seen.
Forget it. Oh, they'll make it work.
Right. So you're the Boston Celtics. The NBA is wide open. The East is wide open, right? Everything is wide open.
The East is wide open, yeah.
So you got.
I can't wait for the West playoffs, by the way.
Right.
Now that's a ways away, but the West playoffs are going to be insane next year.
So you got Kemba. I can't wait to get my money that we bet with.
I don't even know if you are necessarily going to get your money. By the way, I know we're bouncing around a little bit, but I'm excited. We haven't been on the air in a while. Yeah. We're very excited. So the bet that Wiggy and I made for $50 is
the Lakers
who will have a better regular season record, the Lakers or the Celtics? And there were sort of some ups and downs on how that was going to go. I actually feel pretty good about it, and I'll tell you why. Brad Stevens and his Celtics teams usually play really hard in the regular season.
Right.
Now, that may not be the smartest thing.
Right.
Kemba Walker is a guy that plays like 82 games a year.
Right.
How many games do you think LeBron's going to play? How many games do you think Anthony Davis is going to play?
Well, LeBron played 55 last year, right? But I think there was a point in time where he probably could have came back and said, like, yeah, this team stinks.
But
he
also, I think, invented the term load management. Like, these guys, even if they're healthy, aren't going to play a lot. Like, they're not going to be the number one seed
in the
West.
When are we having a shortened NBA season?
You'd like that.
Yes, that would work well for my
bet. For your bet, it would. No, but you know, like, I don't think, if you told me the Lakers made it to the NBA Finals, I don't think that's crazy. But I don't think they're going to go and win 60 games and be the number one seed. Because those guys are going to take certain games
off.
So
it's load management. Load
management.
You think that the Celtics are going to be, they'll be the scrappier team, which will lead to.
Oh, they're definitely scrappier.
Right,
you got to give me that.
Which will lead to an extra, you know, five or six wins. So going back to my original point.
Yes.
Is why not, if you're the Celtics, why not make a run for Westbrook? And say, you know what?
I don't want him. I think Russell
Why
Westbrook.
Why would you want Westbrook and Walker?
I think Russell
That'd
Westbrook
be pretty explosive.
Might be the most overrated player in the NBA.
Yeah, but see, okay.
Hold on. Go ahead. You got something there?
I was going to say this.
Who's more overrated than Russell Westbrook? And if you say Jimmy Butler, fine. If you say Chris Paul, fine.
Wait, I mean, you might when you say overrated.
Yeah, you got to be highly rated.
Right. But what qualify. Do you mean by that? Because he's not as
good as people think he is. He's still, overrated.
He's still a top 12, top 14 player in the league.
All right, That's pretty good. Maybe he's 14. He's not in my top 10.
All right, he might not be in your top 10.
No, he's not in mine.
He might not be in yours.
Not my hashtag, not my top 10.
But hashtag, he's in somebody else's. I'm willing to bet that.
Hashtag, he's in somebody else's. Is that trending?
I don't know. We could start that.
Yeah,
but
he's probably in something. Like, right. You know, so he's got still, family members.
So he's still considered a top 10 player in the league.
Yeah, by people that aren't paying attention, that just look at the stats and say he's averaging a triple-double. Let's face it, triple-double's nice, but he's not that great.
I bet you there are NBA analysts, NBA speakers out there, all these NBA
speakers?
Yes, people who speak.
Who is that?
We're NBA speakers.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I'm going to update my LinkedIn.
Any moron who says, hey, listen, I'm going to speak about NBA.
Fair enough.
Is it NBA? You know.
I don't think Russell Westbrook is a winner. I know you don't really care about that as much.
Well,
like, you don't care. You just look at just overall skill sets. Now, one thing that we've gotten into arguments.
A little bit different with the winning.
We have gotten into arguments about Giannis. And you say Giannis can't shoot.
Yes.
Let me ask you a simple question. Can Russell Westbrook shoot?
No, he's not a very good
okay,
shooter.
Then. Okay, then.
He's not a very good shooter.
Thank you.
But he is still in people's top 10. I think there are some people out there that would have. I think that Kyrie Irving, I would rather have Kyrie Irving than Russell Westbrook, personally.
Well, I would have for sure going into the season.
I would have
and
him.
I think maybe still now.
Here
you go. Would you rather have Kemba Walker or Russell Westbrook? You can't pair them up. You can only have one or the other.
Give me Russell Westbrook.
Give me Kemba.
But if you,
I am soured on Russell Westbrook.
But see, this is the great world we live in the NBA in 2019, and you got to thank Donald Trump for this here, right? 2019 NBA, Russell Westbrook and Kemba Walker, we could pair them up. But hashtag, he's in somebody else's. He's in somebody else's. I guarantee that.
Hashtag.
Stephen A. Smith might have him as top 10.
No, the NBA is absolutely wild. Like, you don't know where guys are going at any given point. Russell Westbrook will get traded, I believe. Will get traded.
So why not?
I don't want him.
Right, but if you have Westbrook and Walker, the two dubs, right? Does it make you it's about winning or about getting to a championship, and you're putting yourself in the best position possible. The Toronto Raptors, hey, guess what? All I see Toronto do all weekend is tweet about what a season. Thank you, Kawhi Leonard. You know, everybody's like showing love for Kawhi. Even though he ripped your heart out, he stomped on it and he said, yo, I'm out of here. But he left you with a championship. So if you're the Celtics, you're in a perfect position.
I don't think Russell Westbrook brings you a championship.
But does it make you a better team?
No.
If you have, let's say, Russell Westbrook and Kemba Walker.
I don't think they would play very well together.
Well,
Let me first throw this
out there. Westbrook, Walker, and then maybe Brown or Tatum. Because who knows? You might be able to
How are you going to get Westbrook?
Well, the way that Oklahoma City is selling off pieces out there.
All right.
You know, you.
That's a little much. They're going to need something for him. So,
are you throwing them draft picks? I mean, maybe there's Marcus Smart. Isn't he played at Oklahoma? Didn't he play at Oklahoma?
Who?
Marcus Smart. He played out
there. Yeah, he went to Oklahoma State.
Well, there you go. Welcome back to your beloved son.
That's true. Yeah, a hero's return. Westbrook is making $38 million next year, $41 million the year after that.
I think he's got $140 left.
Yeah, $43.8 million in 2021-22.
Yeah, but the money, they'll make it happen.
And then $46.6 million as a player option in 2022-23.
He signed that Supermax.
Supermax.
That 10-year Supermax. Wasn't it the 10-year Supermax? The Supermax has levels to it, right? The longer you play.
Because he had been in the league long enough, and he hit all the things. It was the team that drafted him. He was an all-NBA guy. James Harden, Steph Curry
Supermax. But there's like $140 left on it, right? $140 million left on it.
I don't want him. But we'll continue talking about the NBA. We will get to Mookie Betts later on. Don't forget, Ask Wiggy Anything, 11:45. We have Kiefer Madness at 12:30.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm hearing good things about it.
Now, with this, it's a good one. With all this stuff, all the movement in the NBA, this is something that actually Colin Cowherd mentioned. He was talking about the best duos currently in the NBA. So essentially,
I'm a comic book guy, so duos are always a good thing.
Or think NBA Jam. Who are your best NBA Jam teams in the NBA right now? What team would you want to use the most? Which teams would be the best? We'll get into that, but first, we got Trent.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here with Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI.
He's on fire!
Jermaine Wiggins in for Dale today. A lot of shakeup in the NBA. A lot of star players changing teams. And that led Colin Cowherd to landing on a pretty good idea. He went through his top 10 NBA duos, hence the NBA Jam theme
song.
Do I
have that
there.
Video game right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
oh, yeah.
Fire.
Oh, boom shakalaka. You better believe it. So he has his top 10 NBA duos for the upcoming season.
Okay.
So no Kyrie, Kevin Durant, because we know Durant's out.
Right.
Meanwhile, Klay Thompson, we're going to include him because he's going to miss time, but probably not all of next season.
Yeah, but how isn't he going to be out for a good portion?
Is it like 9 months?
Okay, so just all you have to do is play a couple games and
I think so. Yeah, I mean, again, that's kind of what I think he's basing it off
okay.
of. So his number 10 NBA duo,
yep.
He's already trying to be a little cute with this one, Russell Westbrook and the ball.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's just stupid.
We'll go through the list.
So that one shouldn't even be on there. That one's dumb. Number okay. 9 on his list.
This is a Brady spot. Number
this
9.
This is to get Brady the people spot. Talking. Giannis and Middleton at Ooh. Number 9. Giannis, some have said Giannis is the best player in the NBA.
Some
NBA speakers.
I haven't said that. As an NBA speaker, I haven't said that. But you have.
So he has them at number 9. I disagree. Mm-hmm. Number 8. Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum.
A little bit high.
That is
a little bit
pretty high.
Yeah, a little bit high for my liking.
Yikes. Number 7, Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Although you might even go Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert. Like, that might be the better duo even on the Jazz.
Isn't Mike Conley coming off an injury? Wasn't he hurt all last year?
Might have been. Although they were like a mess anyway. Right. The team was a mess. So they're number 7. Number 6, Doncic and Porzingis.
Now that's the European connection.
That's a nice duo. That's a fun team to watch right there. Number 5 on his list is Lillard and McCollum from Portland.
Could be a little bit low because that's your man, Dame Dollar.
I do like Dame Dollar. Wearing his shoes right now. Number 4, Jamal Murray and Jokic.
A little bit high.
He likes those guys.
Yeah,
He likes those guys. And then here we go. Number 3, LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Low.
Number 2, Curry and Clay.
Okay.
And number 1... according to Colin Cowherd, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Who is your number one NBA duo for next year?
My number one duo for next year is Walker and Westbrook. Kemba Walker and Russell Westbrook.
You know who Westbrook could end up playing with, though, is there's a lot of...
Miami, Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, him down in Miami.
Well, that would be my number one, but if I had to go to my other number...
Yeah, okay, put them to the side for a moment.
Okay, we'll put that one on the side. But my other number one... is LeBron and Anthony Davis.
I knew you were going to say that.
Listen, LeBron is still the best player in the NBA.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
You think he's the best player in the NBA still?
Yeah, I still believe he's the best player in the NBA.
So you don't think Kawhi Leonard's better than him?
No, I don't think Kawhi
Leonard. After watching Kawhi Leonard this season and what he did in the playoffs and winning the whole thing.
Right. I think Kawhi is a tremendous player, right?
Yes.
And I take nothing away from Kawhi Leonard, but
let me ask you this
LeBron
question.
LeBron does more.
I have an important question for you. Has LeBron James ever made a fellow superstar much better?
Has he ever made a fellow superstar much better? What do you mean by that, making him better?
So, for example, the last 2 all-star big men that he played with were Kevin Love and Chris Bosh.
Okay.
Those guys were 2010 machines on other teams.
Right.
Then when he played with them, it was, hey, do me a favor and stand in the corner and I'll fake it to you.
Okay.
Like, those guys give up a lot of their scoring when they've had to play with them. Now, the one argument you can make here for the Lakers is those teams also had a Dwayne Wade or a Kyrie Irving, so, you know, there's fewer shots. But I would just be curious, Is LeBron even going to allow Anthony Davis to dominate the way that you would assume that he would?
I believe he will. I believe LeBron will allow him to do that. When you think about LeBron James, the guy, you know, he averaged almost 28 points last year before he got hurt. He was playing on a team with a bunch of selfish Scribinis, right?
I mean, and he did pick the team, but I got you.
I understand he picked the team, but he with a different vision, right? I
mean, what was his vision?
But that's what the NBA is. Look, Kawhi Leonard picked his team to say, you know what?
He did.
I just won a championship with Toronto, but this is not my vision. My vision is to go to the Clippers and play with Paul George.
But rather than wasting a year, he decided to win the whole thing with Toronto.
Well because I think he went to – I think he was traded to a team.
Although he wasted the year before.
Right, he did. So it's – because he was traded, and he was traded to a team that was a good team, right?
Yes.
The Lakers weren't a good team when LeBron got there.
No.
So that's why, and I still look at LeBron can do so many things on the court.
He's 34 years old. Yeah, I wonder how much longer he can keep this up.
I'm telling you, he's on that TB12 method.
He's on something.
He's 34 years old, but I mean.
He's on that LJ6.
Whatever it is.
Whatever he's got going on.
Well, is it 6 or 8 now?
Oh, is he 8? No, he's back to 6, okay, right? Because he gave up 23 to Anthony Davis. How about poor Anthony Davis? Oh, poor Anthony Davis. I take that back.
Yeah, jeez.
How about Anthony Davis, though, said, yeah, I'll waive my $4 million like trade kicker because we're going to sign a max guy.
Right.
Swing and a miss on the max guy. Here comes Rondo, Avery Bradley, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and, you know, all these other scrubs are bringing in there. And so he's out $4 million bucks so they can sign the 2012 Celtics backcourt.
Yeah, but I think he realizes that, you know, and he wanted to go to the Lakers, so obviously he wanted to play with LeBron.
Did. Yeah, and he's also in Space Jam 2.
Right.
And so he'll get his money
back.
Think
about
but
that.
Still.
LeBron and Anthony Davis. I mean,
it's a good duo.
That's the best duo.
I like Kawhi Leonard, Paul George.
I like it more.
Kawhi Leonard just proved that he's the best player in the league,
no,
I think. Yep,
no.
I think he did.
I mean,
Paul George.
Hashtag in somebody else's.
Correct. Paul George might be still one of the more underrated players. Like, I don't think people even realize, like, he was first team All-NBA this year.
Right.
Because he is always left out. It's one of the great sports talk conversations is your NBA top 5 players, top 10 players, top whatever. Paul George is almost always outside of people's top 10.
That's because of your rule.
He should be in there. What's my rule?
That's because of your rule.
I don't have any rules.
Yes, you do.
I have one rule. There are no rules.
Okay, so maybe that's because in part two, maybe I won't say, I'll change it. Not
please.
A rule.
Yeah.
But one of your criteria.
Yeah, one of the codes I live by.
Yes, and that is what has he done in the postseason?
Paul George?
Yeah.
He's at least made the playoffs.
Well, I'm not saying that, but, you know, so you make the playoffs, you're one and done.
It's better than not making it. If you're one of these all-time players.
Well, no, we argued that about Anthony Davis. So all I'm saying is one of your criteria is what has he won? So Paul George, the reason why
Paul George has been to the playoffs
but I'm
eight
saying,
times.
But I think the reason why he's underrated is because we don't see him much in the postseason. So I'm helping your argument to yes, he is underrated.
Okay, so anyway, I think he is underrated. So I like that duo a lot. But where I really these are one of these lists that people put together where you're not sure if it's a complete troll job or not, because it looks like he took some of it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you're meaning to tell me that Russell Westbrook and anybody else is a better duo than, say, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
I'm not a big Ben Simmons fan, but Joel Embiid's a pretty damn good player.
Right.
And Simmons is no scrub. That's a good duo. He doesn't even have James Harden and Chris Paul on here. I know those guys don't like each other, but they were one of the better teams in the West last year. So I don't really get the list. And I Giannis and Middleton being that low is ridiculous.
Well, to not even have, like, I think even because this is going to be a duo next year. Think about.
Who do you got?
Think about
Zion
Pascal
Williamson?
Siakam and my boy Kyle Lowry.
Nobody gets more hype for Kyle Lowry than Wiggy does. Loves this guy. Yeah, I mean, there are definitely better ones. But the other thing that jumps out to you is just when you thought the Eastern Conference might be starting to, like, even things out a little bit with the West. Like, I thought the top four teams in the East were kind of on par with a lot of teams in the West. And then, ultimately, because of injuries, the Eastern Conference had the champion this year with the Raptors. But if you're looking at all the movement and all these great teams, like the Lakers and Clippers both went from kind of a nothing team. Like, the Clippers were sneaky good,
yeah,
but they
right.
weren't like a
right. they were just
contender
like,
last year.
It was more about what Doc was doing.
Yeah, right. And they had a bunch of no-names on that team. But Clippers and Lakers both really improve, and they're in the West. Dallas is going to be a big step up. Utah improved. Denver, Portland, Houston, I think, are also going to be there. So the Western Conference is loaded. This. That's another good thing for the Celtics.
Think about this, right? That you could make the argument that the two favorites to win the NBA title will be playing in the same building.
You could maybe make that argument. They probably are the Vegas favorites, right?
The Lakers, and I would say, because remember, it was
the
like,
Clippers were.
Where was Kawhi going to go, right? That all depended on where Kawhi landed.
Right.
The Lakers were already number one as the favorite, and then it was where Kawhi landed, right?
Yes.
And now Kawhi lands with the Clippers, but also with Paul George. And you talk about
crazy.
Paul George, the type of player
I love Paul George.
And
also, Curry and Thompson, if Thompson comes back, but see, like, you can't sleep on those guys.
No, but I think there's too much. I think the problem with the Golden State and the Klay Thompson is it's just not an. There's too much indecisiveness, right?
Because of you don't
the
know.
Injury.
You
don't know what's going to happen.
All right, what if Kyrie Irving or if Kevin Durant was healthy, where would you have Irving and Durant ranked?
That would be up there pretty high.
That'd be top five.
Yeah, I would.
I'm not a huge fan of either guy, but they are pretty damn talented.
I would have them
fourth.
No, I would have them third.
Third. So you'd have them above Curry and Thompson.
Yes,
you'd have the two LA teams.
I would have
Brooklyn.
LeBron and AD. I would have Paul George. No, you know what? I'd have LeBron and AD. Then I would have Kyrie and Durant second, and then I'd have LeBron and Kawhi and Paul George. Because I think if my top five. I think that Kevin Durant is the second best player in the NBA.
Okay. I could see that.
And so I would instantly put him second comparing with
that makes
Kyrie.
Sense. We'll get the updated NBA odds. Shime will give us those. I think it's the Clippers one, but we'll get the rest of those.
And I told you, this Westbrook and Walker thing, man, this could be
that
a possibility.
That could be a thing. I know you're really pushing for Russell Westbrook.
What's the problem with Westbrook?
I don't think he makes you better.
They are a better team.
I think he kind of just like pads his stats. I think there's like a lot of empty triple doubles
I've never heard that before.
Empty triple doubles?
In all my years
speaking
basketball.
Yeah, no,
right?
I don't understand that. SportsCenter hypes the hell out of this guy.
Two years ago,
2010 and 10. And then you're like, oh, by the way, he had 8 turnovers and he shot 2 of 13 from three and they lost the game.
2 years ago, people would have thrown you off a cliff.
Well, I would never go up there.
Well, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't let him.
You happen to go up there and you were up there and you saw Brady's up there. So maybe you do go up there, right? But 2 years ago, people would have been like, you're out of your mind. Westbrook is a walking triple double.
No, I know.
The last person
I'm going against the grain
was
here.
Oscar Robertson. How would you not want this guy?
Robertson.
What did I say?
Robertson.
That's what I said, Robertson.
Oh, okay.
It's just sound a little
we'll check
different.
The tape. We could do that.
How about just call him the Big O, right?
The Big O.
Oh, we can't do that because that's...
No, we have one here. It's copywritten.
Right. People were basically... And I think that Westbrook is a tremendous player.
I know you do.
Why would you not want this guy on your team knowing that you would have him locked up for the next 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, I think he's going to get worse and worse, too. And you're paying him he's going to be taking up half your salary cap.
He's still going to be a guy because look what
he did.
We
got to put a pin in this. We got to put a pin in this. We'll get the NBA odds coming up. And also, we have lost a member of this show. Not in life.
It could be in life, though.
It could be. I guess we don't really know for sure.
You never know of somebody's mental stability.
But we lost a key member of this show.
I would say very key member.
Huge member.
Yeah, I liked him.
We'll remember him the best we can.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
coming up next.
Across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on.
FW Ed Companies.
Like,
I'm a bigger guy. Shime's got a little meat to him. Everyone's all testy in here today.
And you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on.
FW Wed Companies.
Well, we've lost a legend here, Wiggy. It's Dale and Keith. Wiggy in for Dale today. And I don't do radio farewells.
Yeah, no, we've heard.
Very well.
Yes, it'll live on.
You know, again.
Lakeisha will get, Cece will hear that when she gets older.
Now, this one I've had a little bit more time to prepare myself for.
You're
but
not
last
break
week.
Down, are you? I got to get you a tissue or
I'm
something.
I'm not going to rule anything out.
Come on,
I'm
man.
An emotional guy.
Listen, last suck it week, up, man.
I don't know if I
a
can.
Blast.
Last week was the final day for our producer, Jason Rossi, not on Earth, but just with our show. And I would be remiss. Now, Dale and I were both off last week.
Right.
And Jason also didn't say anything.
He was part
on
of,
the air
he
anyway.
Was part, yeah. He's like,
he was part of the Zurbano snap.
That's right. He snapped him out of existence. No, this is Rossi's decision. If anybody's wondering, he's left radio.
I talked to him.
Yeah. Oh, you did? You talked to him? How's it doing?
I just said, listen, because I know how this business works. I've kind of been in it. Coming up in the football world, you don't trust anybody.
You can't.
And I just said to him, listen, I really liked him. I thought he was a cool dude. And
I liked him a lot.
You know, I appreciate it working with you. I thought you were a great guy and wish he wasn't like this, and told him just, you know, stay gold, pony boy.
Is that what you told him? Yeah. So that had to feel pretty good on his end to hear that. But I thought he was, I thought he was a great producer.
Yeah, you know better than I did.
I worked with him every day. I thought he cared a lot about the show. It was funny because I tweeted something about it and I got a few responses of people saying, well, I didn't think you guys really got along. It's like, we did. We got along great. I would give him crap on the air.
That's
He'd
good.
Give me crap on the air. But I was never mad at him. I never once was mad at Rossi. Like, we'd
I
get
think
into
the
these
show's l- been a lot of fun.
And it's true. I stand by every word that I've said. It really applies. Just take that whole thing and then add it to Rossi. I think you and I have become friends. It was fun coming to work every day.
FW Wed Companies.
In order
to be good, I think maybe it sounds like he wanted you. He liked to add that friction in your relationship.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good thing. He'd always tell me, hey, when I came on, bring that Dalian out. And I would, you know, I try my best.
Yeah, you would try.
I'm still trying.
You're still,
maybe
we'll still
see
trying.
We'll
never
see
know.
It one day. But he was a good dude, man.
And I know a lot of people that would, you know, call into the show sort of got to know him a little bit. So we're definitely going to miss him. And big shoes to fill, whether it's Shime, Eamon, the two of them.
But it's just effed up, right, that we're in a business that you have a good dude like this.
Great dude.
That is like, yo, I'm leaving because for I don't know what the root of the problem was, but clearly, you know, he sees things differently than maybe other people saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and is not willing to kind of sit down and say, can we figure this out and how we can do the best thing moving forward for the show? Because you don't want to lose good people, because at the end of the day, they're hard to find, man. All the Scribinis in this business.
Oh, there's plenty.
Yeah, and good dude like that, they're hard to find. You know?
Love coming to work every day.
That's true.
It's just, it sucks that you know, like.
I feel you completely. So,
yeah, you probably.
Hashtag poo time.
You gotta wipe that tear from your eye.
I know. I mean, I just the less talking I do, the better chance I can put it, you know, keep it together. So thank you, Wiggy, for carrying me there. But we will miss Jason Rossi. Yeah, he's still got his wrestling podcast.
RIP, homeboy.
Check that out, Rossi on Wrestling. We are gonna miss him. The show
is
gonna have to do the best
liquor right now. Somebody get some liquor in here.
I might go home and have a couple just for him, on his behalf.
Pour a little bit out.
Yeah, pour a little bit out.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So if you want, you can tweet him too and tell him that you know you miss him. You miss hearing his voice on the air. I really wanted him to do some more live reads. I think that was sort of the big
FW
loss.
FWN.
I loved when he wore the his Bruins jersey.
It was like a nightgown?
Yeah, it was like a dress.
I'm going to miss that. That's going to be my lasting
Annie was my plug too when it came to movies. He's hooked
that's
me up.
That's true. He's gotten us free movie tickets. Now that's gone.
Yeah, he hooked me up with the movie passes.
That might be the biggest loss in all.
Right. I saw Brightburn because of him. Yeah. What else did I see?
Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. Guys, Avengers Endgame.
Us. Which was terrible, but still is a free ticket. Yeah.
So this hour of Dale and Keefe, actually, I'm sorry, it is Mark James and Greg Dickerson. Please hang on, though. It's brought to you by Jason Rossi.
And, and that's what got him fired.
And anybody out there that is smoking hella weed, when you lose your plug, it's not a good thing.
That's a great point. We'll end on that.
Rossi's the plug?
He's the plug,
yeah,
man.
He is.
He's the plug.
All right, we could get to your basketball conversation from this hour, the best duos in the NBA, what the Celtics landscape is, or the landscape in the Eastern Conference for the Celtics right now. But we'll also turn our attention to some of the baseball conversation. All-star break going on right now.
But
a big question for Mookie Betts. I got a big question for Wiggy as it pertains to Mookie Betts. We also have Ask Wiggy Anything at 11:45 and Kiefer Madness at 12:30. This is Dale and Keefe with Wiggy in the House, Sports Radio, WEEI.
FW Ed Companies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.